The Risk of Darkness by Susan Hill. Read by Stephen Pacey. There was no fly. And there should have been a fly. It was that sort of room. Grey linoleum, putty walls, chairs and tables with tubular metal legs. But in these places there was always a fly, too, zizzing slowly up and down a window pane. Up and down, up and down, up. The wall at the far end was covered in whiteboards and pinboards, names, dates, places. Then came witnesses, which was blank, suspects, blank, forensics, blank, in each case. There were five people in the conference room of the North Riding Police HQ, and they had been staring at the boards for over an hour. DCI Simon Sorella felt as if he had spent half his life staring at one of the photographs. The bright, fresh face, the protruding ears, the school tie, the newly cut hair. The expression, interested, alert. David Angus. It was 8 months since he had vanished from outside the gate of his own house at 8:10 one morning. David Angus. Simon wished there was a fly to mesmerise him, instead of the small boy's face. The call from DS Jim Chapman had come a couple of days earlier, in the middle of a glorious Sunday afternoon. Simon had been sitting on the bench, padded up and waiting to bat for Lafferton Police against Bevham Hospital's second 11. The score was 228-5, the medic's bowling was flaccid, and Simon thought his team might declare before he himself got in. He wasn't sure whether he would mind or not. He enjoyed playing, though he was only an average cricketer. But on such an afternoon, on such a fine ground, he was happy whether he went in to bat or not. The swift soared and screamed high above the pavilion, and swallows skimmed the boundary. He had been low-spirited and restless during the past few months, for no particular reason, and then again for a host of them, but his mood lightened now with the pleasure of the game and the prospect of a good pavilion tea. He was having supper with his sister and her family later. He remembered what his nephew Sam had said suddenly the previous week when he and Simon had been swimming together. He had stopped mid-length, leaping up out of the water with, "Today is a good day!" Simon smiled to himself. It didn't take much. "How's that?" But the cry faded away. The batsman was safe and going for his 100. "Uncle Simon, hey!" "Hi, Sam." His nephew came running up to the bench. He was holding the mobile, which Simon had given him to look after if he went into bat.
"Call for you. It's DCS Chapman from the North Riding CID."
Sam's face was shadowed with anxiety.
"Only I thought I should ask who it was."
"No, that's quite right. Good work, Sam.